Yeah, I was up at Oma yesterday, one of the coldest days I've been out for a long time. Everybody talked about it. It just blew across the pitch, but it didn't seem to certainly warm up the Oma team, who had a very, very good performance against Ballina, who were the team this year that won that league, and they will be moving up to Division 2B. But certainly, Oma, I think, were still a wee bit annoyed about the game they lost in Ballina at the start of the season when they had the game in their grasp. I made a stupid mistake near the end, and that cost them the game. But yesterday, really, apart from probably 10 minutes at the start of the second half, whenever Ballina got their only score, it was the Oma team who dominated, and it was their ball handling skills, especially with the wind, that really did. Ballina made a lot of mistakes trying to throw long passes, and the one just caught it, and it was very difficult for anybody. But I mean, congratulations to Ballina, because you know it's their first year back in senior rugby, and certainly they seem to be a club that's very much on the up. Talking to a few of the guys I knew who from way back years ago, and they were saying that their underage rugby is good. So, you know, let's hope that they can keep it going, because it's very important in that part where Ballina is, that rugby gets a good show. As you say, City of Derry went down to Tullamore, and thankfully they'd got the things done and dusted last week. They lost out by 24 points to 18. Tullamore, of course, fighting for their life, and that result yesterday meant that they don't go into the playoffs, even though a lot of teams thought they might have. 24-18 was that score. But as I say, it just lets you see again, Parik, and I keep reiterating, these losing bonus points and try bonus points are so important at the end of the season. They may not seem anything in the 5th and 6th game, but when it comes to the 18th game, they will. The team that probably were annoyed yesterday were Malahide, who went to Bangor. Malahide were hoping they will actually be in the playoffs, but they were hoping to move up even further. But Bangor turned it on for the first time. Having lost 10 in a row, they won yesterday, and they have saved themselves. So in Division 2C, the situation is Ballina are promoted, Thomond finishing bottom, they're relegated, and Seapoint now have to play the runners-up of the round robin. Enniscorthy, they won the round robin, and I think it's Clonmel who they will play in that one. So there'll be a couple of new teams in that league next year, and certainly a wee bit more travel. Sunday's Well are also coming down as well, because they finished bottom in Division 2B. So that's all been sorted out, but still the playoffs to go, and we'll see what happens after that.
Looking at Rugby Championship 3 yesterday, a number of games didn't go ahead. Teams didn't field for the final game, but one game that did go ahead, Letterkenny against the PSNI. It was a tight tussle that finished in defeat for the Letterkenny men. 17-10 was the final score, but what they can recap on a slow start to the year, Alec, but there were very good performances when they really needed it.
Well, the second half of the season has been absolutely superb. I know, I think was looking at the league tables there, I think it's 6th or 7th. You know, but they won, I think it's 11 or 12 games out of that 21 games that they played. And certainly that is, you know, is good. And, you know, when you think about it, like, Letterkenny lost Conor McMenamin and wee Rory McGinty, both the City of Derry. I mean, they were obviously delighted that those two players have got the potential to play senior rugby. But nevertheless, you know, that would have been a boost to them. But the players that they're bringing through, and that's very, very important for the club. And certainly they will be very pleased with their commitment. As you said, there was other games. Virginia, they lost out 19-14 to Donaghadee. But Monaghan and Strabane, they had walkovers against Hollywood and Dover, respectively. But that happens sometimes this stage of season when there's no relegation and promotion. Maybe guys are just feel they've had enough. Yeah. And Rugby Regional West, again, was the same. At Cookstown, they conceded to Donegal Town. But I'd like to mention, Parik, if you wouldn't mind, just the Strabane have underage rugby has been going now for about 2 years. And yesterday, their under-14 team in the Ulster Carpets Bowl semi-final had a tremendous result, beating Coleraine by 38 points to nil, running in 6 scores. And they will now meet Dungannon in the final next Saturday. So, you know, Bob Dillon and all the people up there at Strabane who have been very much to the fore and underage rugby, I'll be delighted. And as you know, John Cooney and Jason Stockdale were down in Strabane last Tuesday.
Yeah.
Pupils from the Waycross Secondary School and Castlelaugh High School. They were there and they were presented with a kit and all, and I think they had a great day and being able to see two of their heroes. And I think it's great when you see two Irish internationals coming down, and these young kids, you know, that's what will really give them an impetus.
Looking at the Pro 14, Alec, well, there was victories for Munster on Friday night and Ulster yesterday. Leinster, well, they were beaten by Glasgow in the end, 24-39. But the big story yesterday was all about Connacht. They're back in the Champions Cup for 2020 after a fantastic performance yesterday evening against Cardiff. They won 29-22.
Well, that was a big game for Connacht, as you say. Not only are they back into the Champions Cup, but they're also into the playoffs. Well, I'm sure they'll not mind, but I mean, there's been some great tussles, but they will now meet Ulster in the playoffs at the Kingspan. I think it's the first Saturday, or the first weekend of May. And, you know, that's going to be a difficult game. Connacht have beaten Ulster twice this year, but as you said, that's great for them to get back into it. And that means, you know, that means that we'll have the four Irish provinces all playing in the Champions Cup, which is great, and you know, that's going to keep the level of competition good. Ulster's game against Edinburgh on Friday night, I mean, I watched that game. I mean, it was an absolutely superb performance. Very reminiscent of the way they performed against Leinster, only this time they made it count and they took every chance going. And that was a big one for them because, you know, had they lost that game, they would have struggled to get into the playoffs. They may have got the seventh spot in the Champions Cup, but you don't leave it to that one. So they have no. Obviously, next weekend is the Champions Cup. You know, with Munster playing Saracens and Leinster playing Toulouse, and those will be two massive games. And what a final it would be if we had the two Irish provinces playing. And who knows? It's very difficult to say. You know, Munster against Saracens over at their home ground. Saracens are a very, very hard side to beat. But if any team is capable of grinding out a result, Munster is, because I always say that Saracens are what I would call a very physical, hungry side. Well, there's no more hungrier side than Munster, and they will relish the challenge. And if they can keep the score down and early on and get in among Saracens, I would say the Munster men could maybe be very happy about it. Leinster to lose is a game you would think, because Leinster have home advantage, but it depends a lot whether Johnny Sexton will be available in that one. And certainly, you know, when they were beaten there by Glasgow last night, I mean, they were at one stage ahead, but fair play to Glasgow, they are a very, very good side, but they don't worry too much about that one. I mean, that next week is a big one for Leinster to win, and that one. But, you know, all in all, I mean, the Irish provinces are, and both the Pro 14, obviously, and in the Champions Cup, it's been a great season for them.